Soviet Union at that time had no need to invade the United States because they had been subverted from within, and their agents had done quite well at subjugating the society from within. My friends, welcome back to the second part of this special on the Sheep Kishir podcast about communism, mainly about Karl Marx and how he fractured the nuclear family. My friends, this is not an easy subject to talk about. It's something that is going to make a lot of people unhappy, and maybe some people have never really heard about this expressed. And, you know, with the mainstream media, mainly people like Fox News and whatnot, using socialism and Marxism very interchangeably and whatnot, people can get confused about the differences or the dynamics and whatnot, and I could do a whole show on that alone. But what I want to return to, and what we will return to, because I'm going to show the second half of this this whole show we've been talking about of Karl Marx and fracturing the family, is that seeing the actual play out of this in modern society is not easy. It's very hard for a lot of people to deal with, and I think it's extremely important that we really highlight the feminism part of this equation and how a lot of modern feminists have really taken this ideal and pushed it straight forward, full speed ahead, and why we see men as evil and women as, you know, sugar spice and everything nice. And we need to break this down and understand what the origins are to then understand how we can adapt to this new world we find ourselves in, no pun intended. And then we move forward and how we can adjust. If you want to go through being a biblical bachelor like I am, you're welcome to do that. You don't have to. You can make your own personal philosophy or adapt anybody else's. But education resists indoctrination, and reality resists simplicity. So with that in mind, I welcome you back to the second half of this special, How Karl Marx Fractured the Nuclear Family. Let's get back to it. I hope you enjoy. Let's continue. What other good quotes are there that I could see? I don't even know who this person is. Lorraine Has Hansberry. This is one of the glories of man. The human mind, the human spirit. Whether life doesn't seem to give us an answer, we create one. Okay, that's not terrible. Freeing yourself was one thing. Claiming ownership of that freed self was another. Again, my friends, does this not remind you of what we just talked about? Women, look, women are equally human as men. We all know this. But here's the interesting part. Women are all too happy to cherry pick. They're happy to say, oh, I want to be strong and independent over here, but on the other side, I also want you to be traditional and treat me like a traditional woman. And then men are saying, wait, hold on a second. So you want me to pay twice, not once, on the front end or the back end. You want me to pay twice. I have to pay for the meals and everything up front, and then I got to continue to pay incrementally over time on a depreciating asset, which is you, because everybody is inherently a depreciating asset, but men have a longer shelf life than women, according to biology, which apparently is becoming a rare thing. I learned about in the ninth grade, but apparently I was one of the few who actually showed up for biology class in ninth grade and learned the difference between men and women, and that men and women, despite them still being both human, are very different creatures because they have very different biochemistry and so on and so forth. But when we look at the feminist movement today, we look at not so much the desire to be diverse or inclusive or equitable, we see the desire to supplant and subjugate men because they see men as the enemy. There are videos on the internet right now about a man going up to like women and saying, if you were trapped in a forest, who would you want to be trapped with, a man or a bear. And whether these women are chasing clout or whether they're being serious, they say the bear. It doesn't matter if they're joking or not joking, because millions of people are going to see that, and then they're going to agree because they are useful idiots that Lenin wrote about. Lenin wrote about the idea of the useful idiot, the person who says only what he is told to say, thinks only what he is told to think, but does not use his own brain, for that was meant to be filled by those who are his betters. People who are smarter than him, or her in this case. My friends, women are naturally collectivists. They are naturally group thinkers, hive-minded people. Men, traditionally, are not. We are usually individualists. We usually fight for what we want, usually amongst other men. And we build things ourselves. We rank ourselves based on how we work with other men or fight against other men. But now we have women who want to cherry pick, and we have men who want to also cherry pick against other men. Whether it's on the religious side of you should just man up and accept and take the raw deal of marriage today without warning them of the pitfalls, or it's the woman who on the front end wanted to be a complete 304 and then on the back end wants to be a traditional housewife when she's no longer getting the attention from the men that she wants. All of these things are part and parcel of this idea of the man as the bourgeoisie, the woman as the proletariat, and how women are seen as an instrument of production and thus must be liberated from their oppressor, the man. That is what Marx said. That is what the feminist movement worked towards back in the day and still works towards today. And my friends, I am sorry to tell you, nothing has changed, and we are still living in this war today. And I don't believe in the gender war. It's not a gender war. Because at the end of the day, despite any woman who wants to say she don't need no man, oh, she'll need a man. Yeah, she'll need a man to replace her sink, her dishwasher, to kill the spider in her bathroom, to pay her bills, whether it's sugar daddy, boyfriend, husband, father, doesn't matter, brother sometimes if she's really broke, you never know. Again, this is not meant to say that women are inferior to men, because they are not. But we need to understand that when you ask a man if they need women, men are gonna say, of course. You ask a woman if they need men, they're gonna look at you like you crazy. Like, hell no, we don't need no men. You see how they say that all instinctually? Because it's not their original thought. It is the thoughts of the feminists, propagandists who learned from Marx and Engels and Trotsky and Lenin and Stalin, and they pushed this forward. And there were, and if you think I'm making this up, there, I will not mention his name because I'll probably get censored, but there was a spy from the ex-Soviet Union who defected from the KGB to the United States, and he said as much, that the Soviet Union at that time had no need to invade the United States because they had been subverted from within and their agents had done quite well at subjugating the society from within. Because the enemy within speaks your language, what blends in with you, before you know it, he's opened the gates to your enemies. And that is exactly what we see every day on social media, we see every day in the mainstream media, we see everywhere, and sometimes in our personal lives and education. And my friends, we must educate people so that they can make up their own decision. The problem with communism is not that he's inherently wrong with everything he says. He's not wrong on everything he says with what he points out. What he doesn't do is he pretends like communism is different. You don't think that people step on each other's arches to get move forward in the bureaucracy? You don't think that people step on each other's necks to try to get up forward, to get ahead in the pyramid, whether it's the bottom of the pyramid or the top of the pyramid? You must be joking. Of course they do. It's no different in a communist society than it is in a capitalist society with how people treat other people. That's what he fails to tell you. You think that women are treated badly in the modern world? Just ask them. They'll tell you how they're being treated badly. But guess what? The average man is left out cold in the street. The average man is invisible, both to other men and to women. No one understands his plight. Nobody even wants to understand it or to talk about it, because at the end of the day, they see them, they label them, and then they throw them aside because they're not useful. Any man who is not a utility is treated like he is a diseased. He might as well be a leper. But I don't believe that to be true. I think that that is a disgusting thing to say. And that's why I came up with the idea of being a biblical bachelor. You don't even have to be a religious man. You just need to have the courage to go your own way, to develop your own personal philosophy so that you can survive in this ever-changing society that wants to keep tradition on the left hand, but then push the progressivism everywhere else so that you're left thinking that you're the crazy one. Meanwhile, the crazies are running the asylum. The crazies are telling you what to do when it makes no sense. And it's an always constant moving target that you can't keep up with because it wasn't meant to be anything more than a fantasy, yet people push it like it's supposed to be reality and always has been. And this is false. My friends, I've said at the beginning of the show that this is something that you will probably have a lot of thoughts and opinions about, and I welcome your criticism, your compliments, and everything in between, because everyone has been impacted by this. Relationships are the most important decision you will make in your life, and everyone has dealt with a good or bad relationship in their life, and how it has affected them, how it's driven them to even greater heights, or has sent them into even lower lows. And my friends, we need to understand why we are seeing the changing in the dating marketplace we've been seeing since the 1960s, and how it has progressively gotten worse and worse and worse for the average man, and the average woman thinks she's entitled to more and more and more. This is not an accident. This has been calculated for quite a long time, but it's been advanced because of social media, and hypergamy is now on steroids. And instead of competing with the five guys in your village or your friend group, you're competing with 5 billion men across the planet. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I look forward to hearing what you have to say. I can continually advise you to do your own research. Make sure that you don't just take my word for things, because at the end of the day, only those who think for themselves will ever survive in this life. You take care of yourselves. Leave your thoughts and opinions. If you want to go over to my Twitter page, @SheepGetSheared, you're welcome to go over there. DM me directly or respond to anything that I say. You're more than welcome to do it. I welcome the engagement. I want to hear your voice. Your voice matters. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.